It's time for some children's phenology. We need to bring you some hope for spring.
There we go.
And there's nothing better than the voices of the children who are out looking at nature and bringing along their observations. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund, and phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. Our first report comes from Michelle Martin's class at Prairie Creek Community School in Northfield.
Hi, this is Mason.
And this is Anna.
And we're from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota.
There are a lot of birds to report.
Our favorite right now is the piebald robin. We see it every day, and it has also been doing some courting behaviors. Maybe we'll have a lot of little piebald robins.
When we were outside on Wednesday, we saw and heard a big flock of starlings.
There have also been groups of juncos, blue jays, and chickadees.
We have seen and heard many sand hill cranes.
As of March 12th, the vultures are officially back. We've seen tons of them.
And the first red-winged blackbird came back on the 12th, too. Overnight, there were red-winged blackbirds everywhere, and that's about the same time as last year.
Odin and Ellen both saw hawks, and many of us saw eagles.
Amelie heard woodpeckers drumming.
And Silas, who has a thing for counting, counted a flock of 121 geese, another of 97 geese, and another of 53 geese.
And we have been seeing and hearing a lot of cardinals.
Woo! And with the warm weather, we've also been seeing our first bugs, including flies and mosquitoes.
One of us even got our first mosquito bite.
We finished up our syruping and got more than a pint out of 3 gallons of sap. Our refractometer measured 5% sugar content in our sap, and they weren't even sugar maples. We're wondering what caused such a high amount of sugar this year.
The elderberry is just blooming, and a few of the maples are in bloom.
There have been a lot of deer sightings.
And Andrew has been hearing frogs at night.
I hope they'll be okay, since we're going to get more snow this week.
Can you believe it? It was 70 on Friday.
This has been Prairie Creek,
one step along the phenology journey.
Nice report. Thank you, Maysoon and Anna. Great job. A couple of interesting things there. They have this piebald robin, and we have a video of it that will be up on our website probably by tomorrow, so you'll get a chance to see this. If you're not familiar with piebald, it's an old English term, which means white and or having white patches. And this robin is quite distinctive. I've seen a photograph of it, but I haven't seen the video yet. Check that out. Beyond that, sandhill cranes. I heard sandhill cranes down there. Turkey vultures. That was a new one, and we'll have to wait and see how long it takes for them to get here. They saw their red-winged blackbirds on the 11th, and I saw my red-winged blackbird, the first one here, on the 17th. So they have, some have moved north. Silas is obviously my kind of guy. He's a counter, and saw lots of Canada geese. I've seen a few Canada geese up here as well. Warm weather has brought out flies and mosquitoes. I talked to Lindsay Engel up at Virginia yesterday, and she said that she had killed a mosquito in her house this past week. Beyond that, a pint of sap from 3 gallons of syrup and 5% sugar. That's really high. That is amazing. And elderberry is just beginning to bloom. I looked at the elderberry in my yard yesterday very carefully, and nothing in the way of any kind of a opening bud there. So they're definitely ahead of us. And some frog singing. And last Friday, when it was so warm, I thought for sure I would either hear a frog sing or see a butterfly flying about, but neither of those things happened. Even though I was hyper alert during that period of time, thinking, oh, this is the day. But it wasn't the day. So we will see. Keep your eyes open. Those kinds of events are taking place around you all the time. Our next report comes from Chad Caddett's class from Little Falls Middle School.
This is Rowan and Regan reporting from Mr. Caddett's class in Little Falls Middle School. This is our phenology report for the week of March 16th.
The raccoons and skunks are out in search of food and are frequently spotted near roadways.
Small sugar ants suddenly appeared in large numbers in some of our homes.
We are still hearing barred and great-horned owls calling.
We're seeing frequent robins, but with the large numbers of them that were around this area, it's hard to know if any migrants have arrived yet.
We had a reporting of a barn swallow sighting, although it is very early in the year for them to be back.
Small groups of geese and swans seem to be continuously moving around our area.
It has been amazing how many bald eagles we are seeing each day.
The cardinals, robins, and chickadees are singing loudly in the mornings.
We spotted our first sandhill cranes and eastern bluebirds on the 13th.
The juncos and siskins are still around. We are wondering if they leave on their own or are moving along as other migrants return.
A classmate was able to identify deer, raccoon, and coyote tracks in mud.
We had our first thunder and lightning event on the evening of the 14th.
We had reports of an American tree sparrow, hooded merganser, and red-winged blackbirds this past weekend.
The crows seem to be in larger and larger groups each day, and they are noisy in the morning and evening as they are nearing their roosting sites. That is our report for this week. Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Thank you, Rowan and Reagan. Very nice. Very quick. Rattled right through that. Skunks and raccoons definitely out along the roadways. Sugar ants. I haven't seen any ants moving yet, but it wouldn't surprise me to see them very soon. Barred and great horned owls are calling. Robins. I would think that they have got migrant robins in their area. The possibility of a barn swallow sighting, that's pretty early, as they noted. Geese and swans, cardinals, robins, and chickadees singing loudly. Sandhill cranes, eastern bluebirds. Dallas Hudson reported eastern bluebirds from the Akeley area over the weekend. So they're definitely some of the early arrivals have come this far. Thunder and lightning. I heard thunder down in the Twin Cities on the night of the 14th. We had a pretty good rainstorm and snowstorm up here, but down there it was mostly thunder and not much else. So, and then finally, the American tree sparrow, hooded mergansers, and red-winged blackbirds. So all of those birds are moving north as we speak. So keep an eye out. This one comes from Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, Dave McMillan from Long Lake Conservation Center with this week's phenology report. We're out here on the edge of the thicket, and it is 64 degrees right now. The forecast is it's going to reach 68. We haven't had temperatures that high since October 28th, so it's been a good long while. Spring just came crashing in on us, and nature is responding as you might expect. Things are bursting to life. One of the cool things that we've seen is we've had two trumpeter swans, a pair of trumpeter swans arrive on the lake, and they just have been sitting in the middle of the lake, on the middle of the frozen lake, and just hanging out. They're going to mark their spot, and they're chasing other swans away. Interestingly, they're sitting right near the otter hole, the hole where the otters have been using to come out. So they're sitting there, obviously getting some fresh water and maybe some things to eat there as well. So we're excited. It looks like we're going to have swans on the lake again this year. Flying overhead, we've seen lots of other swans. We've also seen sandhill cranes. The ice, we measured it this morning, still at 13 inches thick. Last week on Friday, we measured it, and it was about 17 or 18 inches thick. So we're losing ice in a hurry. It's starting to get dark. So all you fishermen out there, people out there enjoying the lakes, be extra cautious. It's some of those spots are going to be thinner than that. Be safe. Ice went in, by the way, on November 11th. So we've had ice on the lake for quite a while. We saw our first robin of the year earlier today. That's exciting. That's clearly a harbinger of spring. Spring is coming. The last robin was seen on October 5th. This is pretty early for robins. Our records show the The earliest robin arrival was on March 7th here at Long Lake on the campus. We've seen red-tail hawks and chipmunks. You know, our chipmunks are a little unusual here. They tend to come out of hibernation early and go into hibernation late. So we're seeing chipmunks. The last chipmunks we saw here on campus were on November 19th. What we haven't seen are snakes. So come out of their hibernacula. So before we get too excited and think that this is spring is here and we should get our shorts out and go sunbathing, you know, snakes aren't very wrong very often. They can't be. Meteorologists can be wrong, but snakes can't. They're cold-blooded and they don't make mistakes, and we haven't seen them yet. So that makes us think that maybe we're not done with winter quite yet. The sap is flowing. It started flowing on March 5th, Wednesday, March 5th, and it's flowing in earnest now, so we're going to be collecting sap and boiling that down here real soon. What little snow is left is in the on the south side of the lake and in those low points of the lake. There's very, very little snow left. There's cool things we're seeing out in the woods, too. You know, plant life. We're seeing new buds. Really cool. Naturalist Julia Coons found you know, some new buds, some cool bugs, and saw some moss spores. She took a cool video of the moss spores, and she also found an owl pellet with lots of bones in it. Doesn't matter what time of year, whether it's a beautiful, unseasonably warm day like today or normal weather, it's always a great time to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
Thanks, Dave. Great report. Way to kind of bring us up to date on the life around the Long Lake Conservation Center, and that is very, very exciting. And our next report comes from Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe's classes at North Shore Community School near Duluth.
Hello. From the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is a phenology report for the week of March 8th, 2025. My name is Blake, and I'll be your phenologist for this week. On Sunday, March 9th, there is a record high of 57 degrees in Duluth. The previous record was 55 degrees in 2021. On Monday, March 11th, the recorded temperature in Duluth was 62 degrees, which beat the record of 58 degrees in 2015. Usually we experience these temperatures at the beginning of May. On Tuesday, March 11th, Miss Jackson's class noticed that there were only a few patches of ice on the playground. However, when they walked into the school nature trail at the fourth floor was covered with thick ice. The ice and snow had not melted even with the warm temperature due to the tree cover. Schmidt Creek was flowing and open, but there was still a thick layer of ice layering the bottom of the creek. The water level was just below the bridge. Friday morning, March 14th, we heard the rumbling of thunder and saw lightning. Students reported quarter-sized hail on their bus ride to school. Rain was forecasted with a possible rainstorm during the day. A total lunar eclipse or a blood moon was visible Thursday, March 13th, and Friday, March 14th. On Saturday and Sunday, March 8th and 9th, Miss Urban noticed a big flock of pine siskins, redpoll, and goldfinches in her yard. The goldfinches haven't molted to their summer bright yellow plumage yet. On Sunday, March 9th, Miss Urban saw a swan flying north as she was driving on Highway 61. On Tuesday, March 11th, Miss Young's class saw a rough grouse sitting in the branches of an aspen tree eating the buds. On Monday, March 10th, Miss Urban tapped some trees with her classes. One of Mr. View's class trees was damp inside the hole they drilled, but the sap wasn't dripping out of the spile yet. The other trees that were tapped that day were not moist inside the tap hole. The daytime high on Monday at school was 62 degrees, definitely warm enough for the trees to be running. Miss Urban hasn't noticed any trees running this week as she has been tapping. She thinks the cold temperature this winter was too low for the amount of snow caused the frost to be very deep this year. The trees may not start to run until the ground thaws a bit more. Thursday evening, March 13th, Miss Rolfe's class saw that she had patches of green grass in parts of her yard. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Blake. Nice report. Lots of good information there. Thunder and lightning, quarter-sized hail. I heard thunder down in the cities. There was very little rain down there, but I didn't have any reports of thunder in the Grand Rapids area, which is always one of those things that I listen for the first of the year. First rainfall of the year, of course, came on the 14th here, and that was welcome. Bob Konzemius talked about that. Pine siskins, red poles, and goldfinches. I was looking at the goldfinches at my house, and I had the same observation as they did. I haven't seen any of the bright yellow plumage starting to form yet. Usually it begins just under the bill, on the chin of the bird. So we'll be keeping an eye out for that. Ruffed grouse eating aspen tree buds. That's one of their, winter forage habits. And speaking of ruffed grouse, Dallas Hudson from Akeley reported that he had heard twice in the last few days the ruffed grouse drumming over his way. And he thought that that had more to do with the fact that the drumming logs were now uncovered with the snow had melted away from them, and so they had a chance to actually get up on the logs and do some drumming. Our next report comes from Allison Ofterheide's class at the Cherry School near Iron Junction.
Hi, this is
Grayson,
Easton,
Natalie,
Nevaeh, reporting from Cherry School, Iron Junction Road, Minnesota, March 17th.
We have been noticing that the temperatures have been going above and below freezing. There have been a light snowfall, but not much on the ground. We are hearing more birds overall.
On March 11th, Ethan saw two trumpeter swans for the first time this year on a pond near Elbow Creek. He sees them every year and thinks they are the same pair. On March 12th, Easton noticed a mountain lion walking on the train tracks near Highway 5. On March 13th, Grayson saw 13 deer on his way to school.
On March 13th, Adam saw and heard a chickadee chirping in his neighbor's tree. On March 14th, Miss Ofterheide saw about four Canadian geese on Longyear Lake and a group of three trumpeter swans flying above Chisholm. A couple days later, on March 16th, she saw a robin sitting in a tree.
On March 12th, during our walk in the school forest, we noticed there was a tiny bit of pollen on a speckled alder. The catkins turned dark red. You could flick them and there would be a tiny cloud of pollen. This concludes our phenology report. This has been
Grayson,
Easton,
Natalie,
Nevaeh,
reporting from Cherry School.
Nature rules!
Thank you. Nature does rule. And if you doubt that, why, just go ahead and stand up to her and see. Grayson, Easton, Natalie, Nevaeh, thank you. Great report. Trumpeter swans, a mountain lion walking on the train tracks near Highway 5. Mountain lions are very rare in northern Minnesota, but you just have to be in the right spot at the right moment, and you may be lucky enough to see one. Easton, I congratulate you, and I wish I had been with you. I would have loved to have seen it myself. The chickadees are definitely singing right now and making a lot of ruckus. They're that Phoebe song, Phoebe, definitely part of their call this time of year. Our next report comes from Lindsay Engel's class at North Star Elementary School in Virginia.
This is Camden,
Skylar,
Eloise,
and Lucy,
reporting from North Star Elementary in Virginia, Minnesota. Today's date is March 14th, 2025.
This is Camden, and I've noticed that on the north side of North Star Elementary, the snow is melting because it's not getting any direct sunlight. There are also a whole lot of buds starting to swell on the red maple trees around the school.
This is Skylar. Today I noticed ducks and geese on Silver Lake in Virginia. They're swimming in the open water near a pipe that pours warm water out of the power plant. The water has been open all winter, so the geese stuck around. They don't seem to mind the cold.
This is Eloise, and when we were walking to the lake for science class, I noticed that, except for a small area near the warm water pipe, Silver Lake in Virginia is still frozen.
This is Lucy, and I heard a woodpecker drumming on a tree and chickadees singing their Hey Sweetie songs in Brit.
This has been a report from North Star Elementary in Virginia.
Keep exploring the great outdoors!
Yeah, indeed. Keep exploring those great outdoors. Get outside with the kids and have a look around. See what you can see. Snow isn't melting. That has to do with aspect. And aspect is something that we talk about often with our students. And, of course, aspect is just your relationship to the sun. And the north side of any building is going to have a lot less activity than the south side. Over in Cohasset, the south side of the school building there, we found fresh dandelion plants beginning to green up. We found little blades of grass starting to come up. We found active box elder bugs. So lots of things happen on the south side where things are warm. And there are a number of ducks and geese on Silver Lake. I was over in Virginia yesterday and heard quite a ruckus along there. And Lucy has heard woodpeckers drumming, taking out insurance on their territory, and chickadees singing their Hey Sweetie songs. So lots of things going on in Virginia that are pretty predictable and pretty expected for this time of year. Our next report comes from Alexandra Strout's class at Aurora Wakasone Community of Learners in Bemidji. This one was recorded in mid-January, but it was just discovered in one of our spam folders. So we apologize for the lateness of this report, but here it is. Lovely to hear these kids getting outside.
This is Cora.
And Calder.
From Aurora Wasakoni Community of Learners Conservation Crew. This past week, Abby noticed more chickadees and less deer moving. Miles and Danielle have heard the ice cracking and popping on the lakes.
I have noticed that the ice is plenty thick enough to fish and also to skate on. Faye noticed tracks from lots of animals are able to be seen in the snow.
The snow is very icy and crunches loudly when you walk on it. The deer are eating lots of twigs from the trees and are digging in the snow to find grass.
Stay warm.
And keep observing.
Thank you so much. Great report, Cora and Calder. And lots of things there that, as I noted, it was a bit late, but we got it. And, of course, there's still plenty of ice on the lakes, but you should be very careful. If you're going out on area lakes right now, because the shorelines can be kind of treacherous and you don't want to get wet. If you get wet this time of year, you put yourself at great risk. So be careful and get outside, keep exploring, and find out what's happening in your neighborhood. And maybe you can pass that information along to us. We would love to hear from you if you've got things to share with the phenology.
You can catch Phenology on our website or sign up for that season watch newsletter. Check it all out at kaxc.org. It's 8:53 coming up at 9 o'clock. Malachi Coons with Headwaters.
Support comes from Timberlake Lodge in Grand Rapids, offering an endless soup and salad bar for lunch and burgers and hand-cut steaks for dinner. More at timberlakelodgehotel.com. And we receive support from the Grand Rapids State Bank, committed to serving the Grand Rapids area for over 110 years. More at grsb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our question of the week began yesterday, so on St. Patrick's Day. So we want to know about a time in your life where luck was on your side. Do you have a story to share? You can text us at 218-326-1234. You immediately thought of something, right, John?
I did. I had a stroke of luck when I was a young man. I had just I'd graduated college. I'd moved to Texas. I was working down there. I was in Brownsville, and I was at a stoplight. And I was about, the light turned green, and this van that I was driving, this Chevrolet van, had a manual transmission, and I had plenty of experience. I'd grown up with manual transmissions. This was nothing new to me, but somehow I jumped the clutch. The car lurched forward about 3 feet and stalled. And in that moment, a car coming down the highway perpendicular to the direction of my travel flew through the stoplight, red light, at probably 60 miles an hour and just kept right on going. And I think that if I had not fouled the clutch, there would be no phenology to report.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the phenology would be there, but I wouldn't be here to report it. It was a moment in my life that I recall very clearly, and whether that's good luck or bad luck, it was certainly lucky for me. I remember it clearly. How about you?
You know, you were making me think of my grandma, Ina, who was very lucky. She entered every contest she ever saw and won a lot of things. And she claimed it was because she picked up the pennies she saw.
Ah.
So I do still pick up the pennies. I don't quite know what to do with all those pennies, but, you know, and I recite the find a penny, pick it up all day long, you'll have good luck.
Yeah.
When I pick it up. I just did the other day and put it in my pocket, but, you know, pennies are kind of going away, I guess.
I understand that, you know, my grandson may never know what a penny is, but oh well.
Yeah, she won, whether it was on the radio or giveaways at the bank, you know, of new dishes sets or who knows what. She always seemed to win something.
Hmm.
I guess you have to enter those contests in order for that to happen, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's why I haven't won the lottery yet.
She didn't do that, now that you say that.
Somebody, you know, mentioned to me that I'm not likely to win if I don't buy a ticket.
Mm, that's true.
Yeah.
Lots of cool things going on around northern Minnesota. That's part of what our mission here is, to connect you to the people who are doing things like the Sustainable Sheep and Fiber Community of Northern Minnesota. They have a gathering at the Clearwater Life Center in Gonvick. That's Friday, March 21st from 1 to 3. You can learn some fiber art or share your latest project. All are welcome to this. And then Northern Lights Opera Company holds auditions for their summer musical, Once Upon a Mattress. It's this Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 1 p.m. It's at the Park Rapids Armory Arts and Event Center. Find out more at northernlightsopera.org.
All righty. It's been a lovely morning, and spring is in the air. Robins are in the area, although I haven't seen any outside the studios here, and this cooler weather is probably not going to entice them to come north anytime too soon, but nonetheless, there are robins in the area. Red-winged blackbirds are in the area. Won't be long, and we'll be hearing the cries of the killdeer, and the kestrels will be back. Marvin reported that he saw a northern harrier out over the fields by our house. So birds are coming into the area. Be on the alert for that. Keep an eye on the speckled alder, catkins. Now, maybe that's a little too esoteric for you. The speckled alder is that shrub that usually grows near water. Not in the water, but right on the edge. And it is one of those plants that can capture nitrogen and convert it to a usable form of nitrogen, and so it is beneficial to the plants around it because there's some nitrogen available in the soils. But ultimately, you've got these little brown cones that are the seed cones of the alder that kind of give it away. And if you see those little brown cones, walk up and look at the male flower, which is a sort of a pendulous catkin and deep red right now. Tending to a little bit purple, and it will be distending, and any day now you'll be able to give it a snap with your fingers and pollen will fly. And that will be, typically that's April 3rd is the average date for that, but it could happen any day.